This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are students of this spiritual university. Your duty is to give the Father's message to the whole universe. Question, what do you children beat the drums about? And what do you explain to everyone? Answer. You beat the drums to tell everyone that a new divine kingdom is once again being established, and that all the innumerable religions are now to be destroyed. You tell everyone to remain carefree, because this is an international problem. The war will definitely take place, and a divine kingdom will come after that. Om Shanti. This is a spiritual university. Souls from the whole universe study in a university. Universe means the world. Legally, the word university applies to you children. This is a spiritual university. This cannot be a physical university. This is the only one Godfatherly university where all of you souls receive lessons. This message of yours should definitely reach everyone in one way or another. You have to give this message. This message is very simple. You children know that He is our unlimited Father, the one whom everyone remembers. You can also say that He is your unlimited beloved, and that all souls, living beings in the world, definitely remember that one beloved. You have to imbibe these points very well. Those who have fresh intellects will be able to imbibe everything very well. The Father of all the souls of the universe is just the one. Only human beings study in a university. You children also know that you are the ones who take 84 births. There is no question of 8.4 million births. All the souls of the universe are impure at this time. This dirty world is a land of sorrow. Only the One Father takes you to that land of happiness. He is also called the Liberator. You are becoming the masters of the whole world and the universe. The Father tells you all, go and give this message to everyone. Everyone remembers the Father. He is called the Guide, the Liberator, and the Merciful One. There are many languages. All souls call out to the One. Therefore, that One is also the teacher of the whole universe. He is the Father anyway. But no one knows that He is also the teacher and the guru of all of us souls. He also guides everyone. Only you children know the unlimited guide. No one but you Brahmins know Him. Only you understand what a soul is. Not a single human being in the world understands what a soul is. No one in the world in general, and in Bharat in particular, understands what a soul is. Although they say that a wonderful star sparkles in the centre of the forehead, they don't understand anything. You now understand that souls are imperishable. This soul never becomes larger or smaller. Just as you are souls, so too the Father is just a point. He is no larger or smaller. He too is a soul, but he is the supreme soul, the supreme. Truly, all souls reside in the supreme abode. They come here to play their parts. Then they try to go back to their supreme abode. Everyone remembers the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, because it is only the Supreme Father who takes souls into liberation. This is why they remember him. Souls have become Tamopratan. Why do they remember him? They don't even know this. A baby says Baba. That's all. He doesn't know anything. Similarly, you also say Baba, Mama, but you don't know anything. There used to be one nationality in Bharat, and that was called the deity nationality. Later on, many other nationalities entered. Now there are so many nationalities, and this is why there is so much fighting, etc. Wherever there are many other nationalities, the residents keep trying to get them out. There is so much fighting. There is also a lot of darkness. There has to be some limit. There is a limit to the number of actors. This play is predestined. However many actors there are, there can't be any more or less than that number. When all the actors have come onto the stage, they then have to return home. All the actors who still remain up there are continuing to come down here. No matter how much they beat their heads to control the population, they are unable to do so. Tell them, we BKs have such birth control that only 900,000 will remain. The whole population will be reduced. We are telling you the truth. We are now establishing that world. The new world, the new tree, will definitely be small. No one here can control this. Because this world is becoming more and more Tamopratan, the population continues to increase. All of the actors that are yet to come will come here and adopt bodies. No one understands these things. Those with shrewd intellects understand that there will be all types of actors in the kingdom. The kingdom that used to exist in the Golden Age is once again being established. You will then be transferred. You are now being transferred from the Tamopratan to the Satopratan class. You are going from this old world to that new world. Your study is not for this world. There cannot be any other such university. God the Father says, I am teaching you for the land of immortality. This land of death has to be destroyed. There used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. No one knows how it was established. Baba always says, you must definitely have the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan whenever you go to give a lecture. The date must also be written on that. You can explain that at the beginning of the new world, it was that dynasty's kingdom for 1,250 years. Similarly, it is said, there was the kingdom of the Christian dynasty. They continue to follow one another. When the deity dynasty existed, there was no one else. That dynasty is now once again being established. everyone else has to be destroyed. War is standing just ahead. The stories in the Bhagavat, etc., are based on this. We used to listen to those stories in our childhood. You now understand how that kingdom is being established. The Father definitely taught us Raj Yoga. Those who pass become the beads of the Rosary of Victory, whereas others don't know this rosary at all. Only you know this. Your path is the family path. Baba is standing above. He doesn't have a body of his own. Then there are Brahma and Saraswati, who become Lakshmi and Narayan. First, there has to be the father, and then the couple. There are the beads of Rudrash. In Nepal, they have a tree from which they take the beads of Rudrash. There are some real ones in that. The tinier they are, the more expensive they are. You now understand the meaning of this. The Rosary of Vishnu, of Victory, which means the Rosary of Runda, is created. Those people simply turn the beads of a rosary and chant the name of Rama, but there is no meaning to that. They continue to turn the beads of a rosary. Here, the Father says, "Remember me." This is a soundless chant. You don't have to say anything with your mouth. Songs too are physical. You children simply have to remember the Father. Otherwise you will continue to remember songs. The main thing here is remembrance. You have to go beyond sound. The Father's direction is Man Manabhav. The Father doesn't ask you to sing songs or speak out loud. There is no need to sing praise of me. You know that He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace and happiness. Human beings don't understand this. They have simply given Him that name. No one apart from you knows this. The Father comes and tells you His name and form. He explains what He is like and what you souls are like. You have made a lot of effort while playing your parts. You have been doing devotion for half a cycle. I don't play such a part. I am beyond happiness and sorrow. You experience sorrow. And then, in the Golden Age, you experience happiness. Your parts are higher than mine. I sit up there comfortably for half a cycle, in the stage of retirement. You continue to call out to me. It isn't that I hear your call when I'm sitting there. My part is at this time. I know my part in the drama. The drama is now coming to an end. I have to come here and play the part of purifying the impure and nothing else. People believe that because the Supreme Soul is the Almighty Authority, He knows what is within everyone. They think that He knows what is happening inside each one. The Father says it's not like that. When you have become completely Tamopratam, it is then the accurate time for me to come. I enter an ordinary body. I come and liberate you children from sorrow. There is the establishment of the one religion through Brahma and the destruction of innumerable religions through Shankar. After the cries of distress, there will be the cries of victory. There will be so much distress. People will continue to die as a result of calamities. A lot of help is received from the natural calamities. Otherwise, human beings would become very diseased and experience a lot of sorrow. The father says, in order that the children don't continue to experience sorrow, natural calamities come with so much force that they destroy everyone. The bombs are nothing. The natural calamities help a great deal. So many people die in earthquakes. Waves of water, tsunamis, will come once or twice and they will die. There will be huge ocean waves. 100-foot waves will swallow up the earth. What will happen then? These will be the scenes of distress. A great deal of courage is needed to watch such scenes. You also have to make effort to become fearless. You children must have no arrogance at all. Become soul conscious. Those who remain soul conscious are very sweet. The Father says, I am incorporeal and unique. I come here to serve everyone. Just see how much people praise me. The ocean of knowledge, O Baba. Then they say, come into this impure world. You give me a very good invitation. You don't even ask me to come to heaven to see the happiness there. You call out, O purifier, we are impure. Come and make us pure. Look at the invitation you give me. You invite me into a completely tamopratan and impure world and an impure body. You people of Bharat give me a very good invitation. Such is the significance of the drama. This one didn't know this was the last of his many births. It was only when Baba entered him that he was told. Baba has explained the significance of everything. Brahma had to become his wife. Baba himself says, this one is my wife. I enter him and adopt you through him. This one is the true senior mother, and that one is an adopted mother. You can call them mother and father. You only say father to Shiv Baba. This one is Brahma Baba. Mama is incognito. Brahma is the mother, but he has the body of a male. He is unable to look after you. And this is why that daughter was adopted. She has been given the name Mateshwari Saraswati. She is the head. According to the drama, there is only one Saraswati, but there are many names. Durga, Kali, etc. There can only be one mother and father. All of you are children. It is remembered that Saraswati is the daughter of Brahma. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Many names have been given to you. Those of you who understand all of these things also understand them number-wise. In a study, everyone is number-wise. No one can be the same as another. That kingdom is being established. This drama is predestined. It has to be understood in great detail. There are many points. Even those who study to become barristers are number-wise. Some barristers can earn 200,000 to 300,000, whereas others wear torn clothes. It is the same here. It has been explained to you children that there is to be an international problem. You now have to tell everyone to remain carefree. the war will definitely take place. You beat the drums to say that a new divine kingdom is once again being established. There will be the destruction of innumerable religions. This is very clear. All these people are created through Prajapita Brahma. He says, "These are my mouth-born creations. You are mouth-born Brahmins. Those Brahmins are born through vice. They are worshippers. Whereas you are now becoming worthy of worship. You know that you are becoming the deities who are worthy of worship. You don't have a crown of light on you now. When you souls become pure, you will leave your bodies. You can't even be given a crown of light while in your present bodies. That wouldn't suit you. At this time, you are only worthy of praise. No soul is pure at this time, and this is why there can't be light on anyone at this time. The light exists in the Golden Age. This light cannot even be shown on those who have 2 degrees less. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Make your stage so unshakable and fearless that you are able to witness the final scenes of destruction. Make effort to become soul conscious. 2. In order to claim a high status in the new kingdom, pay full attention to your study. Pass and become a bead of the Rosary of Victory. Blessing. May you constantly stay aware of God and your fortune and become a most elevated, fortunate soul. At the confluence age, God serves his children in the living form. On the path of devotion, everyone serves God, but here God himself serves you living idols. He awakens you at Amrit Vela, offers Borg to you and puts you to sleep. Those who go to sleep with the record, the note that a song was played at night, and those that awaken to the record, the Amrit Vela song, we Brahmins are especially loved and the most elevated fortunate souls. Constantly continue to swing in the happiness of this fortune. Simply become those who are especially loved by the Father and not by Maya. Those who are loved by Maya play a lot of childish games. Slogan. To give the experience of all attainments with your cheerful face is to do real service. Aviat signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashari Riri and Vidhi. To become bodiless means to go beyond sound. There is sound when there is a body. Go beyond the body and there is silence. Have thoughts of service for a second, and then become an embodiment of one who is beyond any thoughts in a second. Become aware of your body to carry out a task, and then become bodiless. When this drill becomes firm, you will be able to face all adverse situations. Om Shanti.